welcome all who have come again this evening. All right, we're going to read first in 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. And verse, just give me a second here, sorry, I forget the verse. Verse 5, 2 Peter 2, verse 5. And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. So I'm really thinking of the first part of verse 5, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness. Then we're going to turn over to Genesis chapter 6 and read a little bit about Noah. Genesis chapter 6, and we'll start at verse 3. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And then we'll go to verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And skip to verse 11. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Sounds like today, doesn't it? An awful lot of wickedness and corruption, and every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart is evil continually. There's so many things that are thought about today that are people say that whatever you think is right, that's right. In your mind, in your heart, if you think it's okay to do, it's fine to do. You can just do whatever you want. There'll be no consequences. That's what people think and people like to believe. And that's the way it was here in Noah's day. But God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. And verse 13, And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee, and of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee, they shall be male and female. Well, verse 22, Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Chapter 7, verse 1, excuse me. And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. And verse 4, For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. And then we'll turn over a few verses here. Verse 16. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. So the ark had a door, and the Lord shut the door. And now we're going to turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. And then we're going to turn over to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. And this is speaking about the coming of the Lord. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So that's the verse you were looking for, Luke, I think. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. And then verse 44, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. So we come here to a gospel meeting like this, and Luke and I come, and we get up to preach. And I agree with Luke, I'm not an eloquent speaker, and I don't enjoy being up here. But we're up here to warn you about what the Word of God says. And just like Noah, 4,500 years ago, when God told him that there was going to be a flood because man was so evil and only violence and wickedness, so many things that wickedness that we can't even imagine. Perhaps some of the things that go on in the world today, same thing went on in Noah's day. And God was sick of it, and he decided that he was going to destroy man from off the face of the earth. And yet he made a way of salvation. He provided an ark. And we don't know much about Noah's preaching, other than he was called a preacher of righteousness. But he started building the ark, it would seem, roughly 100 years before the flood. And it was a huge structure, probably one of the biggest structures up to that point built. It was roughly 450 or 500 feet long. So you can only imagine that everybody would be asking, what's that big thing for? And, of course, he would tell them what it was for. And we know from other stories in the Bible that God warns people before there's destruction. He gives them lots of warning, and he's given you lots of warning tonight in this meeting. If you're here in this meeting, you have heard the gospel before, and you know what it is to be saved. You know the judgment that's coming. And he is warning you again, just through simple men like me and Luke. In life, we see lots of warnings. Perhaps there's up there in just outside of Tignish, there was a bridge that was out for a long time because they were building a new one. And there was all kinds of signs up a ways before the bridge. Warning, bridge out, detour. And that is so that people driving along the road wouldn't drive over the bridge that was out and go into the river. And there's different places you can go where there's cliffs. And I think there's signs up at Niagara Falls. And I mean, I know there's signs some of the places around here that are there's more tourists go to where the capes are really high. Signs like, stay away from the edge of the cliff, with a picture of a person falling. And those are warnings. We know about warnings. Even from a young age, we know what it is to hear a warning and to know that if we don't heed it, there's danger. So Noah was a preacher of righteousness in his day, and he warned people that there was judgment coming and that the earth was going to be destroyed. And he would have told people for sure that there was a way of salvation if they would enter the ark. But the very sad and unfortunate thing is that no one entered into that ark except for the 8 people that we know God had already told he would save them because they were righteous. And that was Noah and his wife and his 3 sons and their wives. And it was a big ark, huge, room for lots of people, but yet nobody else went in. And he warned people for so many years, and tonight we are warning you, and how many years have you been warned for? You've heard the gospel many times, God has spoken to you, we can read, God speaketh once, yea twice, and man perceiveth it not. And God has spoke very loudly to some of you here, perhaps with people that you know well dying very suddenly, and you're still here and the door is still open. We read there about the door of the ark, the Lord shut him in. And there's a door here on this chart, John 10 and 9. I am the door, Jesus is the door, and it's open tonight. But someday, that door will be closed. We'll actually turn to that verse and read it. Luke chapter 13, verse 25. It's a very solemn thing. Luke 13, verse 25. We'll actually start at verse 24. Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up, and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye that work, and all ye workers of iniquity. So we read there about a closed door, a door that is open tonight, but the Lord is going to come to the air to take those who are saved back to heaven to be with him, and that will be the end of opportunity for those who are not saved. The door will be closed. And we read here about ones who knew the gospel. They told the Lord that we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and you have taught in our streets. So they heard the gospel. And they were striving to get in, but it was too late. We heard about a woman who was looking for a lost coin, and she found it, but she looked right away. She didn't wait. She didn't wait till perhaps some critter had came and took the coin. She searched right away and found it. And if you want to Enter the door of salvation tonight. You need to come now. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Those people in Noah's day, they had many, many years to think about going into the ark. And whenever Noah went in, that would have been the time to come in. Noah knew before the flood came, it was going to be that it was going to be 7 days later, we read, that God told him. And so they went in. And you have warning tonight that the Lord's coming. We don't know when it is, but don't put this off. We read there about the preaching of the cross being foolishness. And in Noah's day, certainly people thought it was foolish. Because up to that point in history, it hadn't rained. There was the earth was watered just with a mist. And so most likely most everybody would have laughed at Noah and said he was crazy and foolish. But when the flood came and the ark was there, Noah was in the ark with his family and all the animals, and the door was shut and it started raining. As we would say, raining cats and dogs, it rained 40 days and 40 nights. Do you think they were saying he was foolish then? No. They were likely banging on the door and trying to get in, just like these people here in Luke chapter 13, who were knocking on that closed door and wanting in. But it was too late. So friend, tonight in the meeting, we plead with you. Come to the door of salvation. Come to the Savior while the door is open. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm going to turn to 1 John chapter 1. This is the verse I get saved through. You don't have to turn to it. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. The blood, the last part of the verse, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The work which is necessary for you to get to heaven tonight was already completed 2,000 years ago at Calvary when the Lord Jesus died and shed his blood. That work was enough to satisfy God, and will it be enough to satisfy you tonight? If it satisfies you, you can just rest in it and trust that Jesus is able to take you to heaven. And you could be at peace tonight and go to sleep with the best peace you have ever had, to know that your sins are forgiven and heaven is your home, and that when the Lord comes, you will be with him. I'd just like to warn you tonight to come to the Savior. We don't know when the Lord Jesus is coming back, and we don't know when our last day on earth will be. It could be tomorrow. None of us have a guarantee tomorrow. Your life is just as a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. So, may God bless his word. We'll just pray. Our Father, we thank thee for this time we can come to preach from the word of God. And though our words may be feeble and in weakness, we thank thee that your word has power, and that unto us which are saved it is the power of God. We thank thee for the preaching of the cross and for the power in it, and that the work which is necessary for salvation is already done, and that there's nothing left for us to do but to trust it. We just pray for all in the meeting tonight, young and old, that each one would realize that there is judgment coming, and that we have no guarantee of tomorrow, and that they need to trust the Savior even tonight. We just would pray for this. We thank thee for this privilege we have to open thy word, and for the Savior, and that salvation is full and free, and that it is available for anyone who wants it. We just pray that someone would trust the Savior even tonight. We thank thee for thy Son, his death in Calvary, in his name.